Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I hope you were able to work on your goals today. I hope that you were able to have a pretty good day for that matter. I was thinking along these similar lines, talking about goals. Had a conversation that had me thinking about that. My goal is to help each and every person that wants to be free in this life to be able to achieve that. The number one way in which we can be free is by having more knowledge. Think about it. Do you know how to change out a toilet? Seriously, do you know how to change out a toilet? If a pipe develops a leak, do you know how to fix it? Know a little bit about electricity, being able to wire something up? I'm not saying, running long lines, cable throughout a house, that kind of stuff, wiring up to be for code. But do you understand enough about electrical work that, you can do a few things without having to call an electrician or a plumber every time that you need to get something done? That's freedom. Let's get a little bit more complicated. Do you know how to grow your own food? It's not that complicated for big old dumb redneck like myself, but I was raised in knowing how to do that. But do you know how to do that? If you've got the property that you can do it, are you growing your own food? Sounds like a silly question. By the way, I'm not advocating that you register it with the USDA, but do you know how to grow your own food? Because some of y'all folks keep advocating for revolution and stuff like that. Well, if that happens, then the society around us is going to collapse for a while. Because it ain't going to be an overnight thing. You folks that keep advocating for violence, oh, we need to do this violent act, we need to do that violent act. Even if we were to have some kind of revolution, as people call for, it ain't going to be overnight. No matter what you think, it ain't going to be overnight. May sound silly to you, but it ain't. And when violence starts in a country, you take a look at what happened in Venezuela. By them electing that communist feller, and then the guy that came after him, they had years going downhill, and it got to the point where folks weren't eating because they didn't have any food. Farmers weren't prepared to protect their property. So think about that. Freedom isn't free. Every day that you're talking about doing all of this stuff, remember, freedom isn't free. And it takes more than sitting at a keyboard and demanding things. It means that you're able to take care of yourself. The government keeps demanding that you do certain things. Why do you think they want a welfare state? They know if you're dependent on the government, you ain't going to get ornery. If you're dependent on the government, you ain't going to talk back to them. Matter of fact, you're going to vote in a way to make certain that they stay, that the people that are wanting to keep you under their thumb, keep you under their thumb. Why? Because you're getting all these pretty little benefits of it. So, that's the way it goes. That's our voting process right now. You've got a whole bunch of folks that sit there and get the benefits of your hard work, and they don't have to do a thing about it except for vote for the right people every 2 to 4 years. That's their life. That's their only job, is to make sure that they vote for the right people. Now, if you want to be able to go through life with more than the bare minimum, you got to work for it. And that takes some freedom. And you've got to know what you're doing. Now, I honestly think with some hard work, we can change America without having to get violent. I'm going to say that for every time. And I ain't going to argue with you on, I might point it out a few times, but I ain't going to argue with you on any kind of social media over it. But I ain't wanting to see violence again. I've seen violence. I ain't really wanting to see it again. I don't want my son to have to put up with that kind of crap. Am I saying that I couldn't handle it? No. I'm saying that I don't want to see it. Now, would I like to see change happen faster than what we could do by working on it? Yes. But I ain't going to sit there and get in arguments with people over it right now. What I am wanting to do is to point you towards what you've got to do to be freer. I'm going to teach you the examples that have come before us. Now, most people don't know this about George Washington. His big old plantation, when he first inherited it, it was primarily the common things that were on a Virginia plantation of the time, tobacco. Tobacco was the most impressive crop. That was the cash crop. Well, he started noticing that he was still, even though he was selling his crops, he was still at the mercy of the merchant class in England. He started noticing that he wasn't really making that much money to support himself. He was in as much debt as he was out of making money. So what he did, he started doing other things on his plantation. So when the Stamp Act happened, when the Sugar Act happened, yes, it affected him, but not as much as other people. Nowadays, modern world, everybody's used to electricity. Everybody's used to their smartphones. I go walking all the time. Why? Because I enjoy walking. I also people watch while I'm walking. I ain't got a cell phone, and I ain't going to have a cell phone with me. When life gets a little bit more hectic, I will probably get a cell phone. Right now, I ain't got a cell phone, don't need a cell phone. I don't need to check my social media all the time. I don't need to check, see if I'm getting an email. If somebody wants to get hold of me, I'll find out about it within 24 hours because the people that need to get hold of me know how to get hold of me. So when I'm walking and I ain't got a cell phone on me, back when I had a cell phone, I did the exact same thing. I always had my nose stuck in the cell phone because I was doing different things with it. But now I see the silliness of it. I see people running into support columns. I see people tripping and all of this, running into doors. It ain't really that amusing when you realize that these are the folks that are out there voting. These are the folks out there thinking that they're more intelligent than you are because you're a conservative. You want small government. Because they don't want small government. They want to be told what to do. They want to bow down to somebody. They think they might have a chance of being elite, but they know that if they're not, they've got somebody in there that will provide everything for them. They can live off of welfare if they have to. That's what we've got voting right now. Now, there are folks that find skills to make themselves productive. And there are folks that at times that go a little bit beyond. But to truly be free, you have to be able to plan out what is necessary to be more than what you are. Freedom isn't free. Now, I had somebody say I have flowery speech. I don't know if I do or not. I sit here trying to figure out how what to say to y'all for about an hour. And if it comes across a little flowery, well, I guess my redneck self has gotten a little flowery in my old age. But I'm doing this so that you get to thinking about what it takes to be free. Do you have an ability to grow food? Do you have an ability to fix your indoor plumbing, or are you going to be having to dig a hole outside? Do you even know that if you've got an encampment outside, say you're just camping out, not glamping, but actual camping, set up your tent, buy a stream so you can do some fishing. You are aware that you pee downstream from your, and when I say downstream, the water flows a direction and it's going downstream. Upstream would be against the flow. And I know some of y'all are probably listening, man, what's he talking about that? Not everybody knows that. I mean, we got people that can't figure out that if you're in your own car by yourself, you don't need to wear a mask. Seriously, we got people that can't figure that out. We got people that can't figure out how to walk more than 2 feet without having a cell phone stuck in their face. I mean, hey, they got to put signs up not to jump in with the animals by these people that have cell phones playing some kind of stupid game. I'm not a fan of Pokemon. I played it, never was a fan. Like, it's kind of fun, I guess. I don't know. I played it. Wasn't something that I ever picked up again. But people so loved the game that they were willing to put their lives in danger so they could catch one of these little Pokemon. Gotta catch 'em all. And these are the folks that are out there voting to make sure that they get taken care of. That's what we've got to contend with right now. And think about it. If you're listening to me, and I'm going to name this something dealing with freedom. If you're actually listening to me, what can you do to make sure that you're free? Can you grow food? Can you hunt? Can you fish? Could you go out into the woods and survive? That's something to think about. Are you going to have rations set up ahead of time? Because I hate to tell you, not everybody will appreciate your cooking. There are some folks that can cook, and there are some folks, no matter what they do, they can't cook. I am thankfully able to cook food that I find edible. If other people don't find it edible, well, kiss my ass. I have a friend who, no matter what he does, he will ruin food. No matter what he does. He has watched videos. He has tried to learn all this stuff. He can't do it. So I feel sorry for him. That little revolution that you're starting up, you could starve my boy. Freedom's not free. It isn't. You have to work for it every day. Are you working for it, or are you sitting at the keyboard? Seriously. Are you sitting at the keyboard? Oh, well, this is what's got to be done. There are solutions. There are solutions for every problem. Now, that solution may not be easy, but it's a solution that can be done. I can give you some. Other folks are thinking about stuff to help solve problems. So, are you sitting there going, oh, well, we just need to do this? And it's a violent solution. Okay, well, there are plenty of people that have that same thought. If you want to go ahead and start your little revolution, then are you prepared to do what it takes? Because it ain't going to happen overnight. It isn't going to happen overnight. And there will still be quite a bit of a collapse of society until we get it straightened back up. No matter what happens, win, lose, or draw, there's going to be a collapse within society in this country if you do this. So are you prepared to be able to fend for yourself in when it comes to the simple things? Do you have to take some kind of medication? Do you know how to get it if you run out? Can you survive without electricity for extended periods of time? Do you know how to get food? Do you know how to cover your tracks? Well, I mean, it sounds silly, but it takes knowledge to be able to do these things. Do you have the knowledge to be able to do these things? And let's say that you succeed. How many people do we have currently that actually have the brains to lead? And if you go, if you say, well, conservatives, I hate to tell you this, but conservatives rarely agree. And then throw in the fact that intelligent people may not want to be leading a bunch of people that started something violent. You have to know how to create a government. Yes, we already have a constitution. But I would argue with you that there are things that need to be changed to make sure that we no longer have the government that we have currently. I would say that we need to go back to having senators elected by the state government, the state legislature, not by the people. That was a populist ideal. That failed miserably, in my opinion. And since I'm the one flapping my jaws, my opinion's the one that counts right now. Now, I can make jokes about some of the other stuff, but take a look at Prohibition. The constitutional banning of alcohol. How'd that work out? But so many folks listen to these so-called conservatives, and these so-called conservatives want to have the government ban things. That ain't a small government solution. It really isn't. I believe in free will myself. These folks, oh, I have a gambling addiction. I could care less. Your gambling addiction doesn't affect a darn thing about my life. It really doesn't. Now, am I going to sit there and gamble in front of you? No. I can be a sadistic pain in the rear end, but no, I would not sit there and gamble in front of you. Number one, I don't like the lottery all that well. That's usually the argument you hear when they're talking about bringing in a lottery. And if you've got a gambling addiction, then you probably should know not to walk into a casino. So, you ain't gonna see me with the lottery card. You won't see me in the casino because you shouldn't be in the casino. So, I mean, as long as you're taking care of your own problems, I don't need to hear about it. Oh, I got problems with alcohol. I care less. Not my problem. I've had my problems with alcohol and I figured out what was wrong. I can actually take a sip of liquor, not do a thing. It wasn't an addiction problem, it was a discipline problem for me. That's not the case for everybody. For me, it was a discipline problem. Now, I can sit there and have me a taste of alcohol, be happy with that taste of alcohol, not pick it up again for days, weeks, months, even years. I don't enjoy alcohol as much as I used to either. But that's just it. My problem or your problem with alcohol doesn't affect me. And I keep hearing these folks that are conservative, what they consider conservative. And then they sit there and tell you, "Well, I've got this problem. What's that matter to me? It doesn't affect me." And let me tell you something. If you have this little revolution that you want to have, you're going to be having those folks that are going, "Well, I have a problem with this." And you're going to have another group that's going to be going, "And how's that affect me?" See, right now, we've got a chance to do things in a non-violent fashion. It'll just take a little bit longer, most likely. But it can be done. All you got to do is put the work in. Freedom isn't free. All you got to do is get up in the morning and go, "How can I make my life better?" Hey, you could stop having to worry about the electrical grid. Think about that. There are opportunities to no longer be connected to these utilities that charge weird amounts of money all the time. See, I don't mind green energy to a point. That point is for home use. When it comes to utility size power generation, yeah, I've got a problem with that. That's when you start getting the really major problems. Personal use? No, I ain't got a problem with that. Solar wind, that's great for you putting at your house. Wind is much better if you're living out in the country. Have you considered what it takes to get that in for your home? Have you done that? I've read articles where folks have said, hey, or I've read comments to my articles where people were talking about, hey, I've got power and a battery. I've got solar power and a battery. See, they're working towards their freedom, but not everybody does. That's what I'm trying to tell you. What are you doing in your life that you're prepared for things? Okay, you don't have to mass produce some whiskey. You don't have to make rope. Knowing how to make rope might be helpful, but you don't have to have rope at your house. That's just what other people have done. You need to be prepared, though, to do the things that are required to make your life independent. If you can't do that, quit screaming and shouting. Well, okay. Clicking and clacking on the keyboard that these are the things that we need to do. Not to mention, who are your allies in this? Who are the folks that are your allies in this situation? Who are you going to have holding, helping, or guarding your back in situations? Now, there are things that are going on in society that are pretty horrible. You got folks with mental disorders walking around attacking people. I mean, take a look at these parents that allow these kids to act like they're animals, going into schools with tails and kitty litter boxes, and they're using the kitty litter boxes instead of the toilet. Now, in all honesty, the kids aren't the ones with the mental disorder. The ones with the mental disorder are their parents for allowing this garbage. I mean, don't get me wrong. When you're joking around at home, the kids are playing at home. Okay, at home, that's fine. Because it should be considered play. When it goes into public and they're biting and scratching other people, that's when you need to go, no. Or in the case of my growing up and the folks around where I grew up, that's when the parent did something that might be considered child abuse today. But hey, that's going on in these schools. Who are you electing to your school board? Think I'm joking about that. School board is supposed to take control of that situation really quickly. It should not get to the point that to make it should not get to a point where students are walking out of the school because they're getting attacked by kids who are getting told, oh yeah, if you think you're an animal, you're an animal. You're a furry now. Personally, up until a few years ago, the only people I heard talking about being furries were doing it out of some kind of sexual fetish. It was a kink. It wasn't something that little kids should be doing. But now little kids are running around using kitty litter boxes in the schools. They're not using the toilet. They're not getting in trouble for biting and scratching other kids. But the kids trying to defend themselves get into trouble. Who did they elect to the school board? Honestly. I know some folks from Utah. Little strange to hear that this is going on in Utah, but things change. We have weird and more weird situations happening. Who are you electing to offices that can handle this situation? If they're not doing their job, then that you need to vote them out. Well, we haven't got a lot of good choices. Well, let's start in the primary. We have these Republicans that get elected that folks sit there, oh, that's my representative, he doesn't really do that good of a job. Okay. Well, if you're not going to run against them in the primary, you might want to work with others to get somebody to run against them in the primary. Seriously. Take some work. Take some shoe leather. Doesn't need to be all that much money. Really, it doesn't have to be all that much money. You only have to convince the Republicans. Well, you start finding out who the Republicans are and start talking to them. And then, guess what? Word of mouth. Oh, and we've got something called the internet now. You might have heard of it. You get on the interwebs and you start talking with folks. Let them know that if they want to meet you in person, you're willing to meet them in person. And listen to their problems. If you don't have a solution, have a notebook. Write down what their concern is. And actually work on it if you get elected. Seriously. Simple as that. I know for a fact that there's been somebody that's gotten elected that did that. Kept a notebook. Why? Because, as he put it, I can tell him a solution, but I don't know if it'll work. I can work on the problem. And to make sure that I remember that problem, it's in a notebook. And he reviewed that notebook. He even would get Democrats voting for him because even though he didn't come up with he didn't use the solution they thought was going to be necessary, he still came up with the solution for problems. There are solutions. They ain't easy solutions, but there are solutions. Or you can just try to sit there and do all the other stuff that you're considering doing. Now, mind you, even without any kind of violent revolution or insurrection or any of that stuff, I would advise you to learn how to grow your own food. Seriously. Do you know how much fun it is to be able to go out and have a blueberry? I love me some blueberries. Love fresh blueberries. You know how nice it is to go outside and be able to pick some blueberries from a bush right outside your house? Now, it wouldn't be so nice if you become part of one of these people's gardens that has your garden on a maps online that people can just find where you're growing your food and they can borrow it. Sure, that's what it is. And then there's strawberries, watermelon, okra. Love growing some okra. I got some Irish blood in me, so I love me some potatoes. Seriously, it's a good thing to know how to do that. And it gives you a little bit more freedom. Let's talk about the power. power cuts your, you being able to generate your own power cuts your bills. Okay, it's got an initial out or initial cost to being able to set it all up, but it pays for itself. And if you're hooked up and selling your electricity to the power company, hey, eventually you're making some money back. Especially if you got a battery system. Include a battery system with it. Now, you've got to make sure the temperature's right, but hey, it will pay for itself. After a while, after you paid it off, you'll be able to pay for the maintenance. Because not everything lasts nowadays. Planned obsolescence. There are fridges from the 1950s still working, but fridges that were made 5 years ago stop working. Planned obsolescence. That's what our society's become. Now, I'm not saying government regulations need it. Nope. Consumers need to step up and take care of it. Can't get enough consumers to work together on that unless it's some kind of political issue. Now, when everybody was going all hog wild over Chick-fil-A, let me tell you something. I was already eating at Chick-fil-A when I could. And I still eat at Chick-fil-A when I can. Chick-fil-A is just some good food right there. That's some real good food right there. I can't get those flavors when I cook. Then again, though, right now, well, I've got sinus issues and I can barely taste anything anymore. Wish I could. I can barely smell food. If I'm smelling food, it's probably not a good thing. It's probably burning. That's how bad my nose has become. And my taste buds went with it. I can taste food, but like I can taste bacon. I made me some food, included bacon in with it. Oh, that's one of them good things in life. But that's the point. I can cook. I know how to grow my own food if I have to. It's part of the cost of being free. You have to be able to do things on your own. If, as a conservative, we get smaller government, that means that we're going to have to do things on our own. We're going to have to be independent. That's not a bad thing. It's just not everybody's prepared for it. Not everybody knows what it takes to be free. Not everybody is willing to make the statement, give me liberty or give me death. Now, right now, I'm not saying that you necessarily have to do to go all the way. I mean, I signed that check that said, up to and including my life, I will defend this country. I signed that check. Now, I'm not wanting to see the violence that people talk about. Why? Because I'm just not wanting to see violence. Are there places in this country in which there will be violence? Yes. There's already places in this country where there is violence. Take a look at the BLM protest. Take a look at the video of those criminals that were trying to force their way into the United States, and they got in, and then the judge let them go. Take a look at being a cop in New York City. Take a look at being a woman in New York City. Random guys walking up and punching these women. We have violent situations in this country. Number one, living in a city ain't the best thing in the world for anybody. It's these cities have gotten to the point where they're just out of control. Sad fact, but it's the truth. So, We need to change that. And it can be as simple for some folks as to moving to somewhere where they can feel safe. But if you're listening to me and you happen to be a little bit more left-leaning than myself, if you believe there needs to be some government, I want you to think about something before you move to a place where the folks around there are a lot more independent-minded. Do you want to be independent-minded? Do you want to be safer? Well, guess what? It ain't the government that makes you safe. It's the government that you're continuously wanting to make you safe that turns into a not safe situation. If you don't believe me, take a look at Germany from the time it turned into the Weimar Republic until the Nazis took over. I'm not talking about the Nazi Party. I'm talking about what was actually going on inside of Germany before the Nazis took over the country. The Nazis weren't the only scary thing going on in that country before then. The Nazis actually stabilized that country. Not for the better, but they did. They stabilized the country. That isn't a, I want to see that. Not in this country. By no means do I want to see what was done in Germany happen to this country. But that is one of the possibilities. Why? Because there are folks that are part of both the liberal and the... And I'm not talking about what happened to the Jews. I'm not talking about the Holocaust. Well, okay, it wasn't just the Jews. There were Jehovah's Witnesses. There were the homosexuals. There were the Jews, of course. There were the Romani, the gypsies. They were all sent to these, to the concentration camps and killed. I don't want to see that in this country. So, no, I don't want that route either. I don't want the liberal route. I don't want the violent route. I want the small government route. I want the actual conservative route. I want the, well, see, I'm a minarchist. I don't believe in anarchy completely. I think that there needs to be some government. Just enough government so that the little things are taken care of. Hey, and liberals, that means there won't be systematic racism. If the system's not big enough to, if there aren't enough people working, that people, that you've got folks sitting there thinking of stupidity, then they can't be racist because they ain't got time to be. They got to do their job because they ain't got anybody to sit there and flap their jaws with. We need small government. I'm going to say that. But are you prepared for what it takes? Are you prepared to be free? Because freedom ain't free. Folks, I'm going to get up out of here. I am Redneck Thinker. If you want to find me on Rumble, YouTube, Reddit, Twitter, MeWe, trying to think, hold on a second here, that should be all my Redneck Thinker. On LinkedIn and Facebook, you can find me by my name, Paul Shannon. The Facebook group is The Ramblings of Paul Shannon. I can't get it to change on Facebook to Redneck Thinker. I just want the page. I don't want my name changed on there. I just want a page, but it won't allow me to do that. It says that it's abusive language or something. I am trying to figure out Gab. I don't understand that one yet. I have a book. Founding Freedom's Primer. It was done in Visual Novel Software. I might be seeing about getting that changed sometime soon, but right now, right this minute, it is free. You can donate it. It's on itch.io. If it, the money that it is asking for is voluntary. You don't have to pay a dime for the book. You can download it without paying for it. And you'll get to read some of our founding fathers, William Blackstone, and some of the second generation of this country on the meanings behind the Bill of Rights. It explains it so much, so clearly. I go through clause by clause. Patrick Henry, Madison, all these folks. William Blackstone is an amazing read. I did not really know about him. But that is under my Freedom VN product. And you can donate to me on Patreon if you would so be so happy to do that. But at the very least, if you enjoyed this, like, comment, subscribe. This will be on YouTube, Rumble, and Podbean. This is Paul, Redneck Thinker. I'll talk to you later. Bye.